time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction.
And this segment is All Aboard!
Very good.
Thank you.
You could be a train engineer.
I should have been.
You should have. You like choo-choos.
I went to school for engineering, so
exactly.
I probably could be a train engineer.
You could be a train engineer.
I could. Anywho, recently our son and his family came to visit us from the great state of Florida.
Oh.
I know.
The things that happen in Florida.
I know. Anyway, he moved out there for his job. I was thinking, what was he thinking? Anywho, nothing against Florida. It's a wonderful state.
Who said that?
I just did.
Oh, okay.
They have a 7-year-old son, Henrik, 4-year-old twin daughters, Anna and Greta.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is with most grandchildren these days, they seem like they have to be constantly entertained every hour, every minute, every second of every day, 24/7 during their 4-day stay.
And when I say 24/7, I mean 24/7.
I mean, you know, I hate to sound like an old person, but I am.
You are.
Whatever happened to, here's a ball, kid, go out and play. You know?
We had toys.
I know.
Lawn toys for them to play, jarts especially.
I like the original darts where you could stick in your brother's head and stuff like that. But which explains a lot about our generation.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, since we are grooming them as future generation of food critics, restaurants played a major role in this entertainment.
It always does.
For this reason, we had to take them to Toot Toot's Train Whistle Grill in Bartlett.
And this restaurant is basically a diner in a strip mall. When you walk in, you can't help but notice how spotlessly clean it is. Greta, however, noticed something altogether different. She spotted the old-time 25-cent mechanical horsey ride that you have to walk past to get to your seat.
What a coincidence that it was placed there right where you have to walk past before you go to your seats.
Ingenious.
Kudos to them.
Mm-hmm. And they have tables and a counter that snakes through the restaurant, all of which are connected by railroad tracks. The choo-choo that runs on the tracks consists of an engine, a caboose, and a series of flat cars with food baskets on them.
What a gimmick.
I know. I wish I would have thought of that. We had a lot of Lionel trains till we gave them to our son when he moved.
I should set that up around the house next time they come.
And let them have their food?
Yeah, then bring them their food.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Food would be all over the floor.
Yeah. Well, our first task was to get the kids to stop staring at the train as it ran around and have them decide on something to eat. I mean, that's all they were concerned about was they could care less.
Just checking out that train.
Anna chose the kids' Kraft macaroni and cheese for $5.95. Greta chose the kids' grilled cheese for $5.95. And Henrik is our grandson who will only eat dino nuggets. Whatever dino nuggets are.
Supposedly chicken.
It's a
that's formed in a dinosaur.
Something that resembles chicken. Anyway, surprisingly, he chose the chicken nuggets for $6.35.
Go figure.
The kids' meals are all served with either French fries, a fruit cup, or Officer Mullen's applesauce. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm. It's applesauce.
Must be a famous applesauce.
It must be.
And a small drink. Okay. Nancy and our son, Mikey, chose a jumbo hot dog for $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter-in-law, Emily, and I chose the chili dog for $8.95. All the adult meals came with French fries, but Nancy wanted a chocolate malt for $5.55. Oh, When was the last time you had one of those? About 20
years
ago?
I haven't had it in over 20 years, if more, even more. I haven't. That's malted, not a shake, a malted.
Especially the ones you get at like the fast food places, those aren't malteds.
No, those are shakes.
You know, this one was made the old-fashioned way, and they had that, for you old people out there, the metal cup that gets really, really cold, and they put it in that green machine that mixes it all up.
Uh-huh. We shared it together, the malted, you and I.
It was a blast from the past.
Yeah, it was. Really good. It was good. Now the fun begins.
Okay.
Our next task was to keep the kids from grabbing someone else's meal or knocking the train off the track as it whizzed past them. It always has to go past people.
And you can see that every parent was doing the same thing because the minute the kids saw something coming out, you know, they wanted to grab it right away. Or just the train by there, they wanted to grab it and, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, looking back at it, if the kids played their cards right, we wouldn't have to buy them any fries. Pick them off as they go past, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that's not a good idea.
No.
If the kids are listening, don't do that.
No, do not try this at home, kids.
No. We were not too successful with Greta, though.
No.
Since the disgruntled engineer had to come and place the train back on the track.
He was a little bit cranky that day, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, well,
if you're running a kiddie place, you should be happy.
Yeah.
Or fake it.
Yeah, because if I was running a kiddie place and I have to put the train on the track every 2 seconds, I'd be a little cranky, too.
Then you better not own one.
No.
Okay.
No. Suddenly, we heard toot toots.
Toot toot!
And saw that our food was on the way. Time to grab the little darling's hands and arms and let their waitress serve the food when it arrived.
We heard from good authorities that the mac and cheese was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
The grilled cheese was yummy, and the chicken nuggets passed inspection. All of the grown-ups enjoyed the food and appreciated the moments of silence while the kids were eating.
I like little Henrik, who was not fussy at all. Remember there was a couple of carrot sticks? There was a couple of carrot sticks there with the french fries. He goes, oh, there's carrot sticks touching my french fries.
And he threw them out off onto the table. I says, Henrik, what are you doing? His mother grabbed him and crunched on him. I'm like, they're just carrots.
Oh, carrots.
It's vegetables. He's not used to eating those.
No.
What can we say?
Okay, now the real fun begins. Dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was Emily's birthday that day, so she ordered the Ghirardelli brownie for $3.75. It was slathered with homemade chocolate buttercream and a train whistle on top.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If it's your birthday, while the train is bringing your dessert over to you, the restaurant plays Happy Birthday and they blow a real train whistle during the song.
Yeah, it's cool.
And of course, it was every child's birthday that day.
Of course. We heard so many whistles.
Oh, happy birthday. Toot, toot. Our grandkids, now this is what it really gets worse, too.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandkids ordered the train whistle cupcakes for $2.75. Now, $2.75 for a cupcake, it's a cupcake.
It's right? Just a little cupcake. Yeah. Exactly.
But these were homemade with real buttercream frosting on top.
Mm-hmm.
Which was basically a sugar blob on top.
Okay.
And it was...
It had sprinkles.
On top of that, it had sprinkles.
And on top of that...
So you're talking more sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give twin four-year-olds and a seven-year-old all the sugar and then give them a train whistle.
Of course.
Yeah, they were brilliant enough to put a train whistle on top of every cupcake.
And you have not lived until you have been in a restaurant where most of the children have had a sweet, sugary dessert and then been given a train whistle.
I see why that engineer was cranky.
If you don't have a headache when you go there, you will definitely have one when you are leaving.
Yeah, wow. Dining duo tip. Take the train whistles away from the kids before they enter the car for the ride home.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, because if you don't take the train whistles away from the kids when you go in a car, it's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not.
No.
In conclusion, a good time was had by all of our family, and Greta visited the mechanical horse again on the way out. Grandma was running out of quarters.
I know. I'm surprised it was still a quarter.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, you know how many quarters he got from me that day with Greta and Anna and Henrik?
That's
true. Okay. And I even wanted to get on it.
You try and climb up on that thing. I don't think that would work out too good.
No, me neither. Okay.
FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the cost for this entertaining afternoon was $76.56. And it was Grandpa's treat.
All aboard!
He's had too much sugar, too.
Really. Well, I thought that was you when you got out of the car with the kids.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, boy.
So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. I thought the Two Toots and Two Toots restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I thought that referred to the chili with the beans.
Yeah, that's what I thought you thought, too, because, boy, were you tooting it up in the car.
What's your take, Poopsie?
Is the fun over yet? I can't hear.
I know. Oh, man. Okay.
Henrik's take. Well, take his.
There were carrots in my basket. Yuck.
Is that what he said?
Exactly how he said it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anna's take.
You take Anna's take.
This is my favorite restaurant. The mac and cheese tasted just like grandma's.
Somebody must have got your secret recipe from the box.
Exactly. They love mac and cheese from Kraft. What can I say?
Mm.
And so do I.
That's good.
Uh-huh. You take Greta's.
I like the horsey.
No, she didn't sound like that. I like the horsey.
That's the best Greta I got.
Okay.
Why don't you give them particulars, Poopsie?
Two Toots Train Whistle Grill, 203 South Main Street, Bartlett, 60103. Phone number is 630-213-6700. The website is www.twotoots.com. The directions take route. This is a hairy one to get to.
Okay, be patient.
Take Route 47 South to I-90 East, mm-hmm. to Exit 59 South to West Bartlett Road, which becomes Railroad Avenue. Then turn right onto Western Avenue, left on Devon Avenue, then a left onto Main Street to restaurant.
Google it, people. It's a lot easier.
Estimated travel time, 34 minutes.
I know, I just noticed something. You got to go on Railroad Avenue to get to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Two Toots on Railroad?
Yeah, because the railroad station is right there across the street.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you see?
No.
I showed the kids the train coming in.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, my gosh. For those of you who just tuned in to this wonderful show, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
Absolutely.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, let me ask our mail person. Let me find out.
Mail's in.
Almost sounds like a train whistle. That's why I use that. Get it?
I know.
It's the closest one I got.
Okay, Morticia.
Anyway, we did get a letter from Kathy, and she told us about Rockabilly Cafe in Union, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
That's by the old Western town and things like that. Well, they got, you know, where they arrest the kids and throw them in jail, and the kids...
That's the old West town.
Yeah.
And the kids
Have a ball, they go in jail.
I'm just
crying.
Harassing you.
I know.
And
you
things
are.
Like that.
Yeah, we will check that out.
We will.
We definitely will check that out. Our email address, as always, is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake.
And it's time once again for everyone's favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Real or Fake News. And this is where we, Nance and I, talk about some news stories.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are real and some of them are fake.
Mm-hmm.
And we get like 6,000 points for a correct answer and nothing for a wrong answer. And then at the end, the points are doubled during the lightning round.
A lightning round was
yes,
that?
Yes, we do. That gives you more points.
For to buy what again?
Nothing.
Oh, that's right. You're the cheapskate.
It's just for the bragging rights.
Just the bragging
just
rights.
Just the bragging
okay.
rights. Okay.
Okay. Why don't you start, my love?
Okay, the first one we have today is from our French correspondent.
Oh.
Pierre Manfoufou.
Pierre Manfoufou?
Haven't heard from him in a long time.
We haven't.
No. And this is about pig intestine sausage.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably thought a French food consisted mainly of champagne, cheese, and these little tiny little pâtisseries. The little appetizers.
Okay.
Then you arrive quickly and realize that you have to get involved with offal.
What's offal?
I will explain.
Okay.
Andouillette may be the most challenging of all the animal insides, a coarse sausage made of seasoned pork intestines stuffed inside a bigger pork intestine.
Oh. Okay.
Now that's good eating.
It certainly is. The taste and smell have been described as a toilet mixed with pig fat.
Oh, gross.
Is this real or is this fake?
Fake.
It's real.
It is?
It's real, yes.
Who would eat pork intestines stuffed into bigger pork intestines?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I know.
The French. I don't understand their logic of eating.
It's real.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a good one here.
Okay.
Okay. This came from Detroit. So I don't have any correspondent that's like Pierre Manfoufou.
Okay.
It's called Lead Bottom Beer. A new craft beer straight from Detroit is about to hit the market. Brewed using only the finest water from the Detroit Water Works, gets ready for Lead Bottom Beer. Advanced taste testers have said it is a very heavy beer. Is this real or is this fake?
I'm gonna hope that that's fake.
You got it.
I got it. Okay. So I got 6,000 points?
Yeah, and I'm not winning.
Okay, well.
I don't like that.
It's early in the game.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is from, where is this from? Oh, this is from New York City.
Okay. Okay.
So, and says that there's a lawsuit that claims TGI Friday's potato skin snacks contain no potato skins.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Well, you can sell French fries that are not made in France, but you can sell potato skin snacks that are not made from potato skins. A New York City woman said she sued TGI Fridays in a class action suit, claiming that the company misled consumers by selling potato skin snacks that contain potato flakes, potato starch, but no skin. She sued after she bought a bag for $1.99 and found out there was no potato skins. TGI Friday did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Is this real or is it fake?
I would say, don't know. Real.
You got it.
I did? Oh.
Yep. Okay.
So we're not even going to bother buying them because there's no real potato skins in them.
Nope.
That's what I like. That's where your nutrients are in the first place. Okay. My next one is cheese oil to replace olive oil in restaurants.
Really?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, okay, let's start.
Okay.
Ever go to an Italian restaurant and pour the olive oil on a dish and sprinkle in cheese to dip in your bread into?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I love that.
Yeah. Well, now there is a better way. Ever notice how when you melt a lot of cheese products, you get a puddle of oil?
Oh, yeah, especially like in a fake American cheese. And as cheese spreads, you melt them and you get this oil that oozes out. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying from regular cheese, if you just have it sitting out like in the sun, if we're sitting there on our patio and it gets warm and stuff, you can start seeing the oils and stuff.
Even regular cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now this tasty treat will be available at finer restaurants everywhere. Companies are bottling this oil, and you will have your oil and cheese for dipping in one easy step. Is this real or is this fake?
You know, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to say real. No, it's fake?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. It would make it much easier so you don't have to take the oil and then put the cheese in. And you always put a little salt and, you know, pepper and stuff. And we should have been 1, 2, 3.
We should bottle that and give it a fancy name.
We should.
We should.
Oh, no. Now we gave everybody the idea.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is from, this is from hometown, Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town, yes. They are making Taste of Chicago-inspired restaurants.
Okay.
The Taste of Chicago, again, was a resounding success. And, of course, restaurants are all trying to capitalize on this success.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So there's downtown restaurants are now turning off their air conditioning and moving the tables really close to each other.
Why?
Well, they save electricity on the air conditioning. Mm-hmm. They can fit more people in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can enjoy a gourmet meal within inches of a hot, sweaty stranger.
Oh.
Just like at Taste of Chicago.
Oh, no. They're not going to do that. No, no, no.
But there is a slight upcharge for the cooling garden hose mist. Is this real or is it fake?
Fake.
Of course it's fake.
Of course it is. Yeah. Who would pay more money to sit closer and by a cooling mist and be near people that are sweaty and it's hot in there? Oh, God.
Hey, people do it at Taste of Chicago.
I know. I've never gone and I don't have a desire at all.
Because it's usually about 98 degrees and the humidity is about the same.
And the people are sweaty and stinky.
Yeah, and then walk around with a big turkey leg.
No thanks.
No, thank you. No, no, no.
We left the best for last, you know.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wine inventor brews up a new line of dog beers.
What?
Uh-huh. Taking your dog to the bar has been a thing for eons.
It has?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a dog at a bar.
Well, there's a lot of people, well, yeah, Europe.
It's becoming more and more. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what if we told you that your dog can knock back a cold one with you?
Really?
Fido now has his own artisan beverage to imbibe, named Dog Beer.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Dog beer is basically a healthy alternative to human beer to give to your dog that is non-alcoholic and includes several variations of ingredients that provide a functional benefit to your pup without causing any harm to them through the ingestion of alcohol.
So your little dog can't even get a good buzz off it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, that's just wrong.
But, hey, they're with you at the bar.
Yeah, okay, all right.
On the menu, you'll find, listen to this one, Mutt Light. There also are canine craft beers made with juiced vegetables and fruits like sweet potatoes and blueberries. These have whimsical names like Twisted Tail Ale.
Oh, that's good.
Oatmeal Snout.
Oatmeal Snout.
And
okay.
ESB. Or Extra Special Biter. Perfect for a doggy stocking stuffer. Is this real or is this fake?
That has got to be fake. No, it's real. Oh,
isn't that cute? So if you want to go and take your therapy dogs, they can take them anywhere they want, and they can sit with you and have a beer.
A beer with them.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
That is pretty neat. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on.